The state's game board rejects a proposal from Skagway, the Haines Borough considers a new morgue, and the University of Alaska Land Management Office plans to hire a local caretaker in Haines. This is the KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories are up next. The state's Board of Game met in Petersburg for 5 days to decide over 50 proposed changes to hunting and trapping regulations for Southeast Alaska. The state board voted to reject a set of new trapping regulations recommended by the municipality of Skagway. The city has its own trapping regulations and wanted the board to put them on the state books. Trapping is a contentious activity in Skagway. In 2014, the Borough Assembly approved a trapping ordinance that bans ground traps within an eighth of a mile from borough roads and trails, among other restrictions. Some residents are concerned about pets getting caught and trapped. They support the borough's restrictions. Others say the municipality is trying to ban trapping in the borough entirely. The Upper Lynn Canal Fish and Game Advisory Committee has expressed opposition to Skagway's trapping regulations on multiple occasions. The committee is made up of local stakeholders who advise Fish and Game on regional regulations. They say the municipality's rules on trapping are overly restrictive. The Game Board's rejection of Skagway's proposal raises questions about whether the municipality's trapping regulations are in compliance with state law. The Haines Borough operates a morgue out of the Municipal Public Safety Building. The facility is located in a garage with a cooling room attached to it. But now the borough is looking to make improvements. KHNS's Henry Leisha sat down with Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan to learn more.
At the last Borough Assembly meeting, Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel mentioned that there have been discussions about how to improve the morgue, the municipal morgue. So I was wondering if you could tell me about what kind of some of the current drawbacks to the morgue as it is right now are.
So the current morgue has been there for quite a while. I don't know how long. And it really is just a room with a chiller in it. And the room, it came to me last year that it maybe isn't in the best shape and we could do something to fix it up. And so that's when we started looking into a mobile morgue that would be a nice tight unit. It could go in the actual room and just be a cleaner, tighter, more professional unit. And in addition, to run the morgue, the chiller in the morgue, you always know when we're using it because the garage door outside of it is open because it builds up carbon monoxide from the chiller unit in the garage. And so we don't want to impact people that are going in and out of the garage next to it. And so you always have that up. It's kind of a flag to the community. There's a body in the morgue, and it just really isn't. It isn't the best practice, and we're putting bad air quality in the building as well.
Mm-hmm. So for the mobile morgue, do you imagine just putting this into the public facilities or into the public safety building itself?
Yeah, ideally we would put it in the same room that is the morgue now. It has a chiller unit on it, and we would re-vent that room so that it vents to the outside, and we don't have to have the garage door, the sally port door up and down. And that mobile unit is a 110 unit. We've looked into them. There's a few different models, but the idea is we could have it in that room, and if we ever remodeled the building or moved it around, it's an easy unit to move around and use.
Mm-hmm. And then the manager also mentioned that Southeast Regional Health Consortium that the borough might reach out to try and collaborate on this. Do you know how they might be involved?
We've been talking to them. We've had two meetings with them already. And the idea is we would like to see the morgue be at the Surge Clinic if they have room. We would obviously buy the morgue and supply it. It just seems like the professionals are there that deal with this kind of incident, and it might be a good place to have it. But room is an issue for them, and so we're back and forth about how that might work out. We don't have a conclusion yet, but we're trying to work with them to figure out if there's a good solution there. And if not, then obviously we'll go back to the public safety building.
That was Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan in conversation with KHNS reporter Henry Leisha. University of Alaska Land Management plans to hire a local caretaker for its property in Haines. The caretaker position may be long-term. Laura Carmack is the area resource manager from Land Management. She says it could last the duration of the proposed timber sale, up to 10 years. The caretaker position is in part a response to reports of trespassing on university land. Elaine Main from the Land Management Office says they hope a caretaker presence will deter trespassing. They also want to have someone representing the office at local community meetings. They say they are committed to hiring a local. The office is still finalizing the scope of the job and would not comment on the details of the RFP until it is final. They say they will release the RFP in early February online. To stay updated on the job and land management's work in Haines, you can sign up for emails at ualandhaines.com. Representatives from UA Land Management Office will return to Haines the week of February 4th. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thank you for joining us. Thank you.